Blog Talk Radio.
You've just entered the arena where the thoughts and ideas of warriors, men and women of honor, are expressed and respected. This is the Kurubushikai Karate Association International Radio Show. We carry on the legacy and work of Grandmaster Ferdinand T. Pigard, late great founder of the Kurubushikai Karate Dukenpo system, to make the benefits of martial arts available to all. On this program, our most important guest is you. In this hour, we'll be discussing the world of martial arts, competition, defense systems, contributing to a brighter future. Expert guests, but most of all, taking your comments and questions. To join the live discussion or listen by phone, dial 347-989-1016 or on the web, www.kbkkia.com. Then click the KBKKI Radio Show link and listen in online. And now, please welcome the president of Kurubushikai Karate Association International, 8th degree black belt, instructor, United States Marine Corps veteran, and one of the first generation black belts of Grandmaster Ferdinand T. Bigard, the founding father of the Kurubushikai Karate Dukenpo martial arts system, Hal T. Haywood.
Push! Welcome to the Kurubushikai Karate Association. I want to first start by welcoming our family and fans of KBK, new and old, to practicing and aspiring martial artists of all systems, styles, and cultures. I want to especially acknowledge and extend a warm welcome to Mrs. June Bigard and Brittany Bigard Brown, the beloved wife and daughter of our late great teacher, Grandmaster Ferdinand T. Bigard Jr., the founding master of the Kurubushikai Karate Dukenpo martial arts system, which we practice, teach, and continue to build. Martial arts, although originally conceived to condition the mind and body of warriors for the defense of honor, it has evolved and blossomed over the centuries into a powerful tool to unify and motivate, to forge lifelong friendship, and create opportunities from some of the most challenging circumstances imaginable. Grandmaster Bigard understood the power of martial arts to liberate students, to attain seemingly impossible, and to achieve what our surroundings might suggest is out of reach. We are thankful for God's grace in allowing us all to unite as warriors against ignorance, hopelessness, division, and fear. I believe all share in the belief that the future is bright for us in KBK and the martial arts world. Our children and our world, we are strong of mind and body, able to listen and learn from all those who have something to share and are unselfishly willing to give and sacrifice ourselves and our skills for the betterment of others. None of us can or have succeeded alone, so we welcome all thoughts and contributions of all of you caring and dedicated friends who share the KBK vision, regardless of fighting style or martial arts system. Push!
Well. Happy New Year to all of you listeners out here. This is the KBK Kai, Karate Association International Radio Show. We are back with the new year and back with a lot of good information to discuss as we went out last year, discussing information, discussing health information, training methods. We talked about self-defense quite a bit, and some ideas and thoughts about how to find good training. We had some really great shows last year, and we look forward to another good year of you, our listeners, helping to make these great shows by chiming in with your very, very interesting comments and questions. Today we're going to talk about starting a new year and starting your training schedule for the year, getting yourself organized. Some of you have been training diligently throughout the year, have been very disciplined about your training and so forth. Some others of you have been away for a while and are thinking about getting back. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about, we're going to go around the panel and we're going to talk about different ideas and entertain different thoughts on how to get started, how to get back into training, how to keep up a training schedule, and also some time management with regard to our training regimen as we go into this new year. Because the most is as important as it is to get something started, it's also important to plan it carefully so that you can maintain it, so that you can get those gradual goals over a period of time and maintain your schedule and goals that you set up so that you can reach the points that you want to reach. So we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back. With us today, we're going to have Grandmaster Hal Hayward, the president of Kyokushin Kai Karate Association International. We're going to have Grandmaster Audrey Wallace. We're also going to have Grandmaster Glenn Veen, Master Derek Alexander. And, of course, keeping our technology on course is going to be Master and Bishop Hayward. He's going to be keeping our technology on track. So we're going to go to a break real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll jump right into the discussion. Bush.
We may not be able to predict how long we'll be around, but we can have a positive impact on the quality of those years. Healthy choices means a lifestyle in which we make a conscious decision to eat the purest, most nutrition-rich foods available. It means avoiding smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, and not using unprescribed or unneeded drugs. And one of the healthiest habits that we can develop and maintain is regularly scheduled exercise, tailored to our own abilities and goals. Because the body should be moving, staying flexible and staying strong. Your heart, lungs, limbs, and brain will be very grateful. And you know what? So will your loved ones. Because fitness is for life.
And we're back. And so, and just as we mentioned just before the break, we're going to talk a little bit about training, getting started with a training schedule for the year. Many of our listeners, because you are active martial artists, do already have a class. You do already have a training schedule of sorts that you maintain. There may be some thoughts you have about revising it, or maybe there are some additional goals, rankings or what have you, that you're thinking about going after this year, which means you need to turn up the heat a little, or desire to turn up the heat a little bit. So I want to go first to Grandmaster Hayward, our president, and I just ask you to share some thoughts on starting and planning a training regimen for the year.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone and all the listeners. First, starting out, I would say pay attention to yourself. You know what you did over the holidays. You set out, you ate a lot. So now it's time to get back to training. So for the students, you want to talk to your instructor. The instructors, well, you all prepared for the new year. You know your students have been out, and it's time for them to get back into a training regiment, get back in there. So you don't want to just jump back in there and start training real hard. You want to take your time, and you want to pay attention to your age, your injuries, things of that sort, and what are you going to be working on. You want to start loosening up your body. You want to start slow for the first week. Then, you know, maybe about a week or so later, you want to jump right back in there. Some of us are able to, and some of us are not, because of our age and our injuries that we have, and we should be aware of ourselves and our bodies.
Right, that's excellent. I think that's excellent information. I'm going to go over to you, Grandmaster Wallace. If you could talk a little bit about setting goals for the year, and also just bearing in mind that some individuals, they're martial artists, and they're not in a class per se, but they want to keep their skill set up, basically. Any thoughts that you can share for them setting training goals for the coming year?
Yes, I do. Happy New Year to everyone.
Good to have you.
Some advice. advice to make sure that your training regimen coincides with your diet, coincides with your physical capabilities, what you can and cannot do, and your mind. It's the whole body concept, not just the physical aspect of karate, but it's the mental side as well. Try not to jump in and do too much, which can cause muscle strain or muscle pull, or even be discouraging after you get sore, after soreness sets in. So I think everyone should gradually go into it, making sure you stretch properly, warm your body up. As Grandmaster Haywood stated earlier, know your limitations. Limitations are not flaws when you look at it. It's just you have to curtail your training to what you are capable of doing and make sure that you're physically fit, stretched, get a clearance from your doctor. Don't do too much strenuous exercise that may, if you have high blood pressure or heart conditions, that would aggravate any of those conditions.
Sure. Over to Master Derek, just as far as goal setting for, let's say, medium and long term goals, what are some thoughts on how to maybe manage that? Let's say for the person who has not just a general thought of working out, but who has specific goals like preparing for a competition. Let's say they've been away from competition for a little while. They've been training, but they're away from competition for a little while, or there's some specific goals that they have. As far as setting, like ranging their goals by, say, short, medium, long-term goals, any thoughts on that?
Yes, and I also like to extend a Happy New Year to everyone as well.
Wonderful.
So, just to mention about short-term goals, you might want to start with that first. You do have long-term goals that you know you want to tackle down the road, but getting the short on the short end of the stick, so to speak, taken care of first, and that could be in the area of calisthenics. That could be in the area of enhancing or probing through your diet intake. Mm-hmm. You know, with the holidays and just behind us, you know, sometimes we often splurge a little, so to speak, on our diet intake. So that's something we want to be cognizant of, and how we're dieting, the mental preparation. Those are some short-term goals. These are, in a nutshell, Master Dudley, things that we have to take heed to getting back on track, if you will.
Sure.
To our martial art prowess.
Wonderful information. And I just wanted to add to that I think it's very important to start documenting your goals in some way. Document what it is that you are trying to achieve. As you sit down and think about it, you have those ideas of what you want to achieve this year. But to sit down and maybe start putting these things on in a documented form, so that you can kind of chart your progress, number one. You can plan out each individual aspect of it. For example, if you start by saying, okay, I want to, as some of the earlier input indicated, I want to start changing my diet to improve it based on my age, based on my training goals, or what have you. So start making out menu plans. Decide on what things you're going to start eating, but more of, less of. Maybe start putting some things down as far as how you're going to approach your training with regard to what areas you're going to focus on first, which could be cardio, which could be as Master Derek said, cardio, which could be limbering and stretching, which Grandmaster Haywood and Wallace were talking about, getting your body prepared, and also considering any medical or physical considerations that you may want to put up front before you actually start training, and also setting those goals for medical attention, like, you know, getting your checkups and that sort of thing, and make sure that you're on track with those things before you as you start to put these training regimens together, and as you start to evolve into your regular routine. And the next thing I wanted to go on to is let's talk about the men, and this applies to many people. They have been away from training for some extended period of time, some cases years, and they decided that this is going to be the year that they're going to get back into their martial arts training. They may or may not have a goal of competition. They may or may not have a goal of even achieving more rank or so forth, but they want to get back to a state of readiness, a state of preparedness, and back to a state of health within the sport or within the practice. What thoughts would you have to share with that person who's been away from training? And, of course, we know that generally speaking that they're going to want to, just kind of assess their present health and that sort of thing. But as far as being able to maintain what they maybe haven't been able to maintain for the years before, they might have said the same thing last year. But this year, what thoughts can you share? And who wants to chime in on that one? And I'll recognize. Let me ask Grandmaster Haywood on that one.
Like I said earlier, students should talk to instructors, and instructors should have a plan, which they already do, a curriculum going on, so they know where to start the new year off with their students. Mm-hmm. Adults, they have a way of getting into their own regiments of training before class, during class, and after class. Young children, their bodies, they can just jump right in there sometimes, but all wise and experienced instructors know that when they first start out, you want to start stretch, warm up. You want to talk to your students, ask to find out what they did over the holidays, if they trained, if they worked out, if they jogged or ran or anything like that, or they just sat around with a couch potato playing the video games. The instructor has to get a feeling of where the students are when they first start out to train for the beginning of the year. Some schools have already started. Some never stop. Some kids, they like to go on and on and on. I know the dojo closed like the week of Christmas, and maybe that day of, depending on what day New Year's is. But for the main point, if we're speaking about adults, they should know their bodies, know their age, because of injuries and heart attacks and, long-term injuries can affect their training. So you want to be mindful of where you're going for the rest of the year. I always work out 6 months straight working out, and I might take a break for the next 6 months, but I'll still be doing light exercise and light dojo work because of my age now. So I would tell each individual, just see where they are.
Sure.
Get a list. Plan your workout. Don't just wait on the instructor or assistant instructor to tell you what to do. You already know what the class setting is. Different styles have different ways to work out.
Right. And so what about those? So let's talk about a little bit those who may be away from their home dojo. They might be traveling. They could be overseas or just living in a different place. And they may not have the support system of a dojo or a class but they've been away from it for a while, and they just want to start doing something on their own. Any thoughts on that, Grandmaster Wallace?
Sure. If an individual is not connected to any dojo or have a private instructor, the way technology is today, you can actually talk to and video chat with your previous instructor or someone who has more knowledge that can teach you on your technique. Mm-hmm. They can have that set up. That's one of the ways I think you can still get good instruction, where it's a two-way thing. You can demonstrate what you're trying to, the technique that you're trying to perfect, and the person on the other end can critique you and still give you an example, demonstrate the technique that you're trying to do, or even with the stretching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Excellent. And Master Derek, what about when we talk about getting it done. One of the main, I think we'll probably hear, one of the main things you hear is if the time is difficult for me, the time crunch. And we're going to talk more about that. I just wanted to touch on that, and we're going to take a break pretty soon. But I just wanted to just kind of touch on that before we go on break. As far as making the time for the workout, some ideas on how to get the time that you need out of a day for a workout?
Yeah, the key element is the time management aspect. I think one has to take a real close look at what their day-to-day schedule is and how, and start weeding out the less important things so they can make room for a martial art regimen or an exercise regimen. You know, it begins with the person and making choices, and you know, that's basically it. One thing that can be a big help is the meditation aspect, and mm-hmm. one can engage in meditating. It's an exercising of the mind. That is one way to help you determine what's important, and it also helps you determine the breakdown of what you're doing and what you're about to engage in. And then from there, you can get involved with the stretching and exercise aspect, and then you know, also the health and nutritional aspect, what you're taking in your body as far as dieting is concerned. You know, and it the list goes on and on. But first and foremost, you know, kind of get your mind together and weed out what you don't need in your life or what you don't need at that moment. And
we're going to take a break on
something positive. Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the time management aspect of getting started with a training regimen and setting those goals for the new year. You stick with us. And if you want to call in, it's going to be 347-989-1016. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Welcome your comments and questions.
You're responsible and love your family. I'll bet you have an emergency contact number readily available. And hats off to you, because you should. But do you have an emergency plan that you've discussed and practiced with your household? Does each member of your family know what to do and where to go in case of a fire, natural disaster, or other emergency? Does everyone know how to use a fire extinguisher and understand basic escape techniques? If not, then get busy. This small investment of time and effort can pay off in ways far too great to measure. If you need some assistance, that's okay. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has a family emergency planning sheet for free download. You can link to it and print it out from the KBKKIA.com's website. Also, take a moment and go to ready.gov/make-a-plan. The site is filled with ideas that will literally get you going if the need arises.
Be able to predict how long we'll be around, but we can have a positive impact on the quality of those years. Healthy choices means a lifestyle in which we make a conscious decision to eat the purest, most nutrition-rich foods available. It means avoiding smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, and not using unprescribed or unneeded drugs. And one of the healthiest habits that we can develop and maintain is regularly scheduled exercise, tailored to our own abilities and goals. Because the body should be moving, staying flexible, and staying strong. Your heart, lungs, limbs, and brain will be very grateful. And you know what? So will your loved ones. Because fitness is for life.
Well, we are back, and as we were talking before we went on break, we were talking about this new year, how we're coming into 2016, and for those of us who have decided we're going to start a new training regimen, start a higher level of training, those of us who may have been away from training for a while, those of us who are in classes, pretty much, you know, we're pretty much covered if we're involved in an active, ongoing program. Some of us who are away from a regular program or are not attached to a dojo at this particular moment may still have some goals of getting back on track for training. And we're talking about those things right now, how to maybe get started with that, how to set those goals, how to maybe move some things around and get life managed so that our goals in martial arts don't suffer. So before we're on the break, Master Derek was giving some interesting thoughts on the time management aspect of it, how to planning your day and so forth. And I want to start off by just kind of saying that sometimes there is a couple of some sacrifices that need to be made. Maybe you need to wake up a little earlier in the morning. Maybe there's some entertainment or TV time or what have you, or some other time in the evening that you might need to set aside that you normally would be doing something else, and so that you can actually do some training. It's better to do a little bit of training on a regular basis than to do a whole lot of training and not be able to keep it up. And so I'll going around the panel, Grandmaster Haywood, some thoughts on how to establish a personal training schedule.
Okay, a personal training schedule. What I do myself is I write down a list of exercises I want to do and the times that I want to do it, depending on how I'm working, what's going on with my family. I calculate all of that into it. What's the best time of day and the evening to work out if I'm going to a dojo? You know, I plan all those different things. So, plus I have my list of everything that I'm going to do that day. If I'm going to work out on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, or just Tuesdays and Thursdays, I know what days that I'm going to work out and what I'm going to do on those days. If I'm going to work out just on my legs, I'll work out, have my schedule and my training regimen just for my legs. If I'm going to work on my hands, I'm going to work on that. Or if I'm going to work on both my hands and my feet. If I want to do bad work, I'm going to run, go jogging around the track or somewhere in the neighborhood, I'm going to have my schedule. Also, if I'm going to if I'm going to work on kata, just say kata, or either just sparring techniques or one-step sparring, there's a list of everything that I want to do because from experience, I've trained over the years. But if you're talking about beginners, what they should do is they should get with their instructor, find out what kind of homework the instructor wants to give them, and say, hey, right, this is all I want you to do. I don't want you to do anything extra. You have a list of different techniques and different drills that take-home drills. If you have videos to give your students for their level of training. But have a in their training package, they should have a list for their level, your orange belt or green belt, purple belt. You already have a set amount of techniques or drills or katas or one-step sparring that you want to do. So, you know, I would have my regular things I always do all the time. I don't know. It doesn't matter when I'm working out, where I am. I'm going to do these drills, this amount of stretching, this amount of push-ups or set-ups or calisthenics. I'm going to do that all the time.
Kind of a prep to your workout. Kind of a prep to the planned workout. And what I hear you saying, basically, is to be very specific about about what you're going to train on at a given time. Being very specific about it, not just kind of getting in there and winging it.
Yeah. Right. It depends on what type of athlete you are. If you have you never played any high school sports or park sports, the only thing you ever done was karate. That's the only sport that you ever was involved in. So If that's what you've done, if whether you're in competition or just you just want to learn self-defense, you know, you have to talk to the instructor again about that. That's where I am with it.
Grandmaster Wallace, what about managing your life, your managing time and life in order to be able to maintain a training schedule?
Well, that's where the discipline comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Most individuals say they don't have time, but yet they'll spend 3 hours in front of a TV watching programs. And I think if you can spend 3 hours in front of a TV, you may have a space where you can actually stretch, do punches and kicks, and still maintain your visual concept with the TV. Broken down to an individual, you have to have some type of discipline. You're going to get up early in the morning. Most people work, I'm talking about adults. Most adults go to work in the morning, then they get off, and then they have family business, and then the evening has come. And if you're going to work out, you're going to work out before you start your day going to work or after you come home and done the family thing and everything else. You have to squeeze it in. And it may be broken down to 3 days a week. One day I'm going to stretch for more. I'm going to stretch longer than I normally do because I won't have that opportunity to stretch the next session. You can work on your hands, on your legs, as Grandmaster Haywood was saying. But you have to fit it in.
Sure, sure. And Master Derek, any thoughts on the same? You did share some thoughts before. Anything else you want to add to that?
Well, yeah, you know, again, as Grandmaster Wallace said, you know, it begins with the individual and how they want to approach ripping and handling their lifestyle, so to speak. You know, if you are really willing and wanting to do something in terms of getting your health or your physical aspects together and get back into martial arts if you once were, then, you know, you have to, you know, make that decision and own it. You know, you have to put one foot in front of the other, stand on your own 10 toes or however you want to look at it, but you have to make that decision. You know, if you're sitting in front of a TV for 3 hours watching Love and Hip Hop and Housewives of the Ya-Ya, Red Pants, whatever you call it, but you can sit down and do a simulated exercise program. So, you know, you can turn that page in any way, form, shape, or fashion.
Well, that gets to something else that I wanted to also talk about, and that is to shape your space. That is to your home, apartment, wherever you live, to be able to consider how you might most efficiently and effectively be able to work out at home for things that you need to do at home, to be able to move things around or to be able to have a space at home where you can go to do maybe do your stretching, maybe do some drills. You may not be able to do full katas if you don't have the room for it, but to work on technique and so forth. It's important to try to make a space in your home or to consider what space is in your home that you have and maybe make some arrangement or rearrangement in order to be able to use those spaces. Because if you have to move something every time you think about a workout or every time you try to go to a workout, that becomes discouraging. So if you could kind of plan the space as well. And also another aspect of that, and I want to pass this around to the panel, how important, about the importance of support systems, whether it be family, the people you're around and so forth, people who you live in the house with, what are ways to maybe manage communicating the importance of your workout and getting that kind of agreement that they're going to give you that space and that time to work out, communicating that? What about some thoughts on that?
Well, you know, if I may,
sure.
In the household, you know, if there are others in your household, you know, you want to respect space, of course, but Have a roundtable discussion. Have a communication line. Open that communication line and say, hey, look, I want to do something a little different this year. I want to, you know, get started on an exercise program, and, you know, I want to get back or get into martial arts and practicing. I mean, I have the space, but let's see if we can carve out a space, you know, mm-hmm. talk about it, and then maybe engage their help, and maybe
sure.
other members will join you, perhaps, you know, after discussing it.
Sure, sure. Grandmaster Haywood, any thoughts on that?
Yes,
as a father, and as a parent, you know, I know, and I'm coming to you on this also. As parents, several of us on this line know that sometimes, you know, you have to kind of you got to compete for space in the house, especially when you have children and that sort of thing. But what do you find is the best way to kind of work that out with the family?
Well, like Master Alexander said, you have a discussion with the family members. Depending on the size of your space that you have, some of us have family homes, some of us live in apartments, some have one or two bedrooms. So you know, we slide furniture to the side, say, hey, this is what we're doing. We're only gonna work out on stretching and just some kicking drills or something like that. And if you have small children, you may want to do it before they come home or after they go to bed, you know. Include them in your workout until, hey, they want to get bored. You know how children are. They want to, yes, hey, they're off from school. They want to do a little bit of it, but then they want to go and sit in front of the television. So, you know, without stressing your children out. Then, you know, you don't want to make too much noise in the house, TI-ing and kicking and punching and hitting on things like that. So, you know, you want to get, you know, find your space or your place within your home.
Sure, so, absolutely.
You know, most of our children that know that we're in martial arts, they know what to do. Hey, that's dad's about to work out. Let's get out of here. Let's go in our room. They know what to do already. So,
sure.
You know, we've been through that. And some of them, hey, look, my children, hey, most of the time they want to get in and learn a new technique. So they want to work out.
Right.
So they good. Hey, what's better than having a sensei in your house or your master in your house with you? You know,
So Grandmaster Wallace, it sounds like flexibility is kind of the order of the day on this, being able to innovate, so to speak, to work with all those different needs and those different schedules and also the different space in the home, right?
I totally agree. It takes, what's the word, compromise if you have a family. Now, if you live by yourself, you know, everything can go really fast and easy, but
sure.
Compromising with your family and the moving of the furniture for guys, women have a certain thing about moving their furniture, so you have to be careful on how and when you move stuff to make sure you put it back in place.
Sure.
But that's Grandmaster Haywood and Master Derek Alexander pretty well summed it up. It has to be a collective. Collective thing when it comes to practicing in the home, unless you're going to go out in the garage or something like that.
Sure,
you're going to be inside. You know, Grandmaster Haywood was talking about TI, some individuals may be watching TV and ask you to keep it down.
Yeah. Those are some great thoughts, and I hope our audience is just really tuning in and just getting some. Maybe just some motivation, if nothing else. Some of you already know how to do this. Some of you out there already have a plan. We just want to hope. We just hope that during this program, we're motivating you and encouraging you just to be able to put those plans into action, to keep those things, to keep those plans afloat, to get all the way to the goals that you're trying to reach. We're going to take another break real quick, and then we'll come back for our final segment. But we want to encourage you to call in, and for those of you who don't have the number, it's going to be 347-989-1016 if you're listening online and you want to call in with a comment or a question. We're here every second and fourth Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you're listening to the Kubushikai Karate Association International Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
There are many important numbers in our lives. A birth date, the address where a cherished family event will happen. Winning lotto numbers would be great to have, but there is one number that we should all have at our fingertips. That number is 800-222-1222, because that is the number to the Poison Center anywhere in the United States. 800-222-1222 will get you immediate assistance for exactly what to do in the event that someone is poisoned. Children 6 and under are, of course, at risk, so we keep those cleaning chemicals locked out of reach. But did you know that twice the number of children are poisoned each year by cosmetic and personal care items? There's a substantial number of accidental poisonings among teenagers due to sometimes well-meaning prescription drug sharing. That's why everyone, especially everyone with a phone, should have 800-222-1222 saved and readily available. The next successful rescue could be yours.
Let me just give you a quick reflection of Master Bigard. I met Master Bigard in the late 80s during a martial arts tournament, and he took me to the side and said, "Boy, your legs are out of control." And I said, "Well, you know, what do you mean?" He said, you got too much control. You need to hit somebody. You got to hit them.
You're responsible and love your family. I'll bet you have an emergency contact number readily available. And hats off to you, because you should. But do you have an emergency plan that you've discussed and practiced with your household? Does each member of your family know what to do and where to go in case of a fire, natural disaster, or other emergency? Does everyone know how to use a fire extinguisher and understand basic escape techniques? If not, then get busy. This small investment of time and effort can pay off in ways far too great to measure. If you need some assistance, that's okay. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has a family emergency planning sheet for free download. You can link to it and print it out from the KBKKIA.com's website. Also, take a moment and go to ready.gov/make-a-plan. The site is filled with ideas that will literally get you going if the need arises.
Well, we're back in. Welcome back to the show. And we are also, and while we're on break, we've had a caller come in. We have Danielle on the line. Danielle has a comment, a question for us. We want to first say welcome and happy new year to Danielle. You there, Danielle? Wait, trying to get Danielle in on the line there. She's on the line with us. And Danielle, you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, if you didn't hear me the first time, we want to welcome you to the show and tell you Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, thanks for joining with us today. We're always glad to hear from our guests, our special guests on the show. And, of course, you're what the show is all about, those comments, those questions, and your thoughts. So what's on your mind today, Danielle?
Well, I had a question for the female karate instructor.
Sure, that's Grandmaster Audrey Wallace.
Yes, Grandmaster.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, so first I'd like to say thank you for answering my question first. And, well, recently I got married, and I am about to go into school, and I haven't really been keeping up with karate because, like, the last time I was in it, I was an orange belt, so it's been a while. So as a young woman, like, how do you think I should go as to, like, to go back into karate?
Well, that's a good question, Danielle. Prior to going back, you're going to do a dojo-type setting, or are you going to get private instructions? What exactly are you trying to do?
Repeat that, please.
I'm sorry?
So can you repeat that, please?
Oh, okay. I was asking, what kind of instructions were you going to do? Are you going to go to a karate school, a dojo, or are you going to get private instruction?
I would like to go to a dojo, most likely.
Okay. If it was my decision, I would check out the dojo first, sit on a couple, like one or two classes, and then make a decision. And each, when you're a guest in a dojo, they're going to probably take you through some stretching and stuff like that, so you can prepare yourself. That's one of the hardest things in karate, is to keep your muscles relaxed and being able to stretch.
Yes.
Once you do that, you should, since you've been training before, you can actually get in the mirror or go on YouTube and look at some of the techniques and get in a mirror and try to mimic that, so when you go, actually go to the karate school, you're not intimidated by some of the things that you're going to see, because you'll be versed in it.
Yeah.
That makes any sense.
It does. And my other question is, like, especially on my own time, like, I know you say, like, to go, like, on YouTube and try to mimic them, but, like, what do you prefer, like what you do personal, like, what type of warm-ups and stretches you prefer that I should do before I actually get into it?
You can, well, the best thing, Danielle, is to do a lot of stretching. Try to get your muscles as loose as possible and do some core exercises to strengthen your core. That's, you know, from the waist up. Get that core strengthened, and then everything else is going to fall into place once you start doing the technique. One exercise that I like to do are planks, strengthen your arm, your abdomen, and your buttocks, and do some squats, but it can strengthen your legs.
Okay. All right, well, awesome. Well, those are my questions and my comment. Well, thank you guys so much for having me on your show. And it was, and I will come back on the fourth Sunday. You guys will have this for sure.
The honor is ours, and you're welcome anytime. We're glad to hear from you. And you just tell your friends and neighbors that we're on. Also, I wanted to mention that you were talking about stretching. We do have some previous shows that you could probably go online and get some of the previous shows. We actually did a whole series on preparing your body for training after you've been away for a while. So hopefully that can be helpful to you as well. But definitely we welcome you to the show, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, Danielle. So, as you can see from Danielle's question, you know, that concern of people who've been away from training for a while and they want to get back, there's no question about that. They just don't, they have some thoughts or some concerns about the best way to do it. And I'm glad for those of you who are in that same situation and have those same thoughts and goals, I'm glad you're tuned in today, because some of the information that came out, I think, I hope you agree with me, was excellent information. The last part of this that I wanted to just spend a little more time on is going to be that time management issue, the time management part of it. That is, some of you who are traveling to the dojo, you have to kind of figure in what kind of time it's going to take, the time you're going to actually train when you get to where you're going, right, and what kind of time you're going to need afterwards. Some people who work out before work, you got to kind of figure out how much time it takes for you to prepare for work when you leave that training space, whether it be a gym, whether it be a dojo, whether it be at home. Each part of that, there's a time component to it, and the more you plan it out, as Grandmaster Derek was saying, and also Grandmaster Haywood was talking about being detailed about knowing exactly what you're going to do. Grandmaster Wallace was also saying some things about knowing what your expectations are. If you have those things nailed down and you're very specific and very precise about that discipline that you started out as a martial artist with and was given to you at the very, very start, that discipline starts, you got room for that to actually flourish. And I'm going to go around and just get some final thoughts. We're getting close to the end of the show, but I want to go around and get some final thoughts over, general thoughts from our panelists. Grandmaster Haywood, you go first. Any general thoughts you want to leave with our audience?
Yes. As far as getting back into a regimen of training, be careful, be mindful, be wise. Think about what you're going to do. Know where you're going. Know who you're training with. Learn the proper way of training, and most of all, have discipline. If you're gonna, if you're going to set up a practice regimen, stick to it.
Sure.
Don't just start one day here, one here. Be consistent with your training, and that's pretty much what I have to say.
Grandmaster Wallace, what about when you don't feel like training? What are some tips and tricks on how to get it going when you really don't feel like it?
Well, for myself, I put on some music that I really like, and if I don't feel like practicing, I will do some calisthenics. I will do planks.
Sure.
I would do arm raises on one side, do suicides, if you know what suicide is, one from one and from that. Just do some
Ouch.
Something to get my core involved. I always work on my core, and I do wall squats.
Sure.
Anything can go with a wall squat. You can do it, you know, music, TV, reading a book. As long as you're on a wall and squatting, it doesn't take a lot of effort and it doesn't take a lot of time.
Excellent. So you use music sometimes helps you to kind of get into the groove of your exercise,
right,
even when you don't feel like it.
You're exactly right, because you're actually listening to the music, not thinking about what you're doing.
Right. Excellent suggestion. How about you, Master Derek Alexander? Some thoughts on your final thoughts on this, how to get it going, how to keep it going, any thoughts you may have.
Yeah, I try to utilize the three great stimulants. I'm getting a little bit philosophical here. The three great stimulants to our existence, in my opinion, is mind, body, and spirit. And the mind is something that, you know, it's so precious. I would start with meditating. Some people don't do that, they don't understand it well. You know, this is what I begin with, because, you know, your mind is going to develop and it's going to kind of tell your body what to do, and your spirit will develop with that as well. So, you know, that's my thoughts in terms of getting started. You definitely want to engage into your mental. You know,
sure.
You can,
sure.
You know, find focus and focus what it is that you're trying to attempt to do. And then, you know, everything else will follow suit, your body and, of course, you know, the spiritual aspect.
Well, yeah, I think everybody would agree that's a very important aspect of martial arts anyway, is to recognize that correlation between what goes on the inside of your head and inside of your body and what goes on the outside of your body. And where your strength comes from and your resistance comes from is not all physical. I would also add to that when you keeping in front of you your reason for doing what you're doing, the goal you set it for a specific reason, and if you keep that reason in front of you along with those goals, that helps quite a bit. Some people have a goal of reaching a certain level of martial arts perfection, or I should say martial arts rank or a height of accomplishment is what I really want to say, height of accomplishment, whether it be a new belt, whether it be a new status like an instructor or what have you. These if you keep those things in front of you, and make sure you keep in mind why you're doing what you're doing. Even if it's just for better health, even if it's just for the ability to be better at self-defense, whatever those goals are, to be an example to some kids in your community,
whatever those goals are, if you keep those goals in mind and you keep those the reason for doing those things in mind, the reason will overcome those moments when you feel like, when you don't feel like doing it. And we want to thank you again for tuning in to it with us this week. And, and I want to let the last comment go out with Grandmaster Veen, who's on the line with us, and let him share some thoughts. And you go right ahead, Grandmaster Veen.
Okay, I want to make a comment on time management and and one more thing about training. Know that during the dojo, the average dojo class is either an hour or 2 hours. So be prepared, you know, to do a class that might be 2 hours, you know, clear your plate, clear your table. Your first 15 minutes is probably going to be some sort of warm-up, calisthenics and stuff like that before going into the actual training program. When it comes to setting a goal, set reasonable goals, attainable goals. Don't set a goal that you cannot, you know, reach, because then if you don't reach it, you know, then you feel frustrated. Actually, when I joined the martial arts at KBK, I was determined to get a black belt. In my mind, that's what I wanted, and that's what I did. I remained focused. Focus is the key. So stay focused. Set attainable goals, give yourself some space. Don't be hard on yourself, you know what I mean? Don't beat yourself down if you don't accomplish the things that you want to do in the time frame that you did. If you don't accomplish it in that particular time frame, keep pushing. Give yourself more time. You'll do it.
Excellent. I hear from what you're saying that is to build on what you are accomplishing and don't focus on what you may not be accomplishing. Keep it positive, right?
Yeah, don't set goals that you can't reach. You know.
Sure.
Be reasonable. You know, a lot of people set goals in the beginning of the year, saying I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and they set really big goals and they don't accomplish it. Take baby steps first. You know, you got to crawl, then you start to walk, you know, and then you begin to run.
Sure. And I guess sometimes you have to even reassess those goals as you go on to kind of make them more realistic, right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to quit now, guys.
Sure. So we're at the end of the show. And we want to thank you for joining in to the KBK Karate Association International Radio Show. Stay tuned with us. We'll be here in 2 weeks for our live show, and you can catch the playback on kbkkai.com and choose the radio link. You can listen to some of the pre-recorded shows. We want to thank you and say, oosh.
Yeah, I just want to express my gratitude because I'm sitting here listening, and it's like, combined, what, y'all have a couple hundred worth of knowledge, a couple hundred years worth of knowledge between you? It will be great. Like, I mean, if things can keep going where they're going, I mean, keep passing those nuggets out. I mean, I have personal experience from training with some of you guys and having y'all as mentors, along with my own instructor, say Bud Harrison or Master Harrison. So, I mean, I just want to say thank you and hello to all my brothers and sisters. Ush, y'all stay strong.
Ush.